This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that 1.4 billion Indians are united and working tirelessly to build a Viksit Bharat. Emphasizing self-reliance, Mr. Modi said it is the demand of the time that everything required to make India a developed nation must be built within the country. Mr. Modi was speaking after laying the foundation stone and inaugurating multiple development projects worth around 24,000 crore rupees at Dahod in Gujarat.
आज देश निराशा के अंधकार से निकलकर विश्वास के उजाले में तिरंगा फहरा रहा है। साथियों, आज हम 140 करोड़ भारतीय मिलकर अपने देश को विकसित भारत बनाने के लिए जी जान से जुटे हैं। देश की तरक्की के लिए जो कुछ भी चाहिए वो हम भारत में ही बनाए, ये आज के समय की मांग है।
Citing the rise in domestic manufacturing, he noted that Indian-made railway components are now exported to countries like England, France, Mexico and Germany. Speaking on Operation Sindoor, Prime Minister Modi said that it is not just a military action, but an expression of Indian values and emotions.
Operation Sindoor सिर्फ एक सैन्य कार्रवाई नहीं है। ये हम भारतीयों के संस्कारों, हमारी भावनाओं की अभिव्यक्ति है। आतंक फैलाने वालों को सपने में भी सोचा नहीं होगा मोदी से मुकाबला करना कितना मुश्किल होता।
On the occasion, Mr. Modi also launched various development projects of the state government related to rail and other sectors. The Prime Minister reached Gujarat this morning on a two-day visit to the state to launch various developmental works worth over 82,000 crore rupees. Later in the day, the Prime Minister will travel to Bhuj to inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of 33 development projects worth over 53,400 crore rupees. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has completed 11 years in office today, ushering in an era of stable governance and development. It was on this day in 2014 when Mr. Modi had taken oath as the Prime Minister of India. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan announced that around 15 foreign universities will establish campuses in India by this academic year, with government approval already granted. Mr. Pradhan was speaking at the Letter of Intent handover ceremony to the United Kingdom's Liverpool University in New Delhi today. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today laid the foundation stone of the National Forensic Science University, NFSU, Nagpur campus at Chicholi in Kamti block of Nagpur district in Maharashtra. Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis and Union Minister Nitin Gadkari were present on the occasion. The Ministry of Earth Sciences today launched a high-resolution 6-kilometer numerical global model Bharat Forecast System or BFS for operational forecast up to the panchayat level, which is expected to help address extreme rainfall events, among other things. Dedicating the model to the country, Earth Sciences Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh said that the indigenously made BFS was developed by 5 female scientists, which highlights India's women-led development. US President Donald Trump has expressed his dissatisfaction with both Russian President Vladimir Putin and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky over the ongoing conflict between the two countries. Mr. Trump's remarks come in the wake of Russia's massive air assault on Ukraine this weekend, which resulted in several civilian casualties. In IPL today, Punjab Kings will take on Mumbai Indians at the Sawai Man Singh Stadium in Jaipur. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. Although both the teams have secured their spot in the playoffs, the match assumes importance as the winner will take the top two finish and a place in the qualifier one match. The top two finish gives the teams two shots in the playoffs to make it to the final. And that is the end of this news bulletin.